Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Mauritius delegation thanks the Honorable Vice President and Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs of the Republic of Zimbabwe for the detailed presentation on Zimbabwe's UPR report. We acknowledge the achievements and progress made by Zimbabwe in the promotion of human rights since the last UPR review in 2011. We wish to commend the efforts of the Government of the Republic of Zimbabwe for the notable progress made toward the implementation of the UPR recommendations, in particular through the development of the National Plan of Action. The adoption of the new Zimbabwean constitution with an expanded declaration of rights in 2013 has consolidated the institutional framework for the protection and promotion of civil and political rights, human rights, economic, social and cultural rights. We welcome the achievements of Zimbabwe with regard to human rights, such as the implementations of the broad-based economic empowerment framework designed to increase the participation of women in the Zimbabwean economy and the efforts in combating gender-based violence. We note the commitment of the Government of the Republic of Zimbabwe in guaranteeing the right of education through measures such as the Basic Education Assistance Module and the Non-Formal Education Policy. Finally, Mauritius notes that Zimbabwe has ratified several human rights treaties since the previous UPR review and recommends that the Government of the Republic of Zimbabwe continue the positive work on the domestication of human rights treaties as indicated in the midterm report, which the delegation of Zimbabwe successive review. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.